Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and talk to these folks, man.
What's up?
All right, everybody, welcome back. Now, welcome back to another episode. Now, surprised me that we didn't talk about this beforehand, but we got so caught up with the NFL and college football stuff. But on today's episode, we're going to talk about the late Toriyama, RIP to him, and what they're going to do with the Dragon Ball franchise and stuff like that. So, like I said, we supposed to be able to talk about it, but it flew over my head with the sports stuff, all that crazy stuff that was going on with that. So we're going to talk about that for the main topic. But before we get to that, Dad, go ahead and talk to the folks. What we got going on in sports, man?
So, first off, let's talk about some of these NFL rule changes that's going on. So, let's talk about the hip drop tackle being banned. So, I understand that a few players got hurt because of the hip drop tackle and everything, but like, when are we going to throw defense a bone, you know, instead of just catering to the offense? That's my question. I'm not going to go as far as saying, well, if it's going to be flag football, make it flag football, because there's still going to be hits, there's still going to be tackles and everything, but like, I don't know. I understood the horse collar one back in the day, because that is a dangerous one. But the hip drop is just like, it's just the angle.
Right. I think they doing it for the safety of the legs. Like, just the ankles, the ACL, all that stuff. I think that's what they trying to do. It's trying to prevent less ACL injuries. I think that's what they trying to do. That's what I think.
What you think, LJ?
I think, well, that's true. They are trying to protect the ACL, or the hip drop tackle, depending on the angle you're going at, it can cause injuries. And true enough, yes, it's football, and there's going to be injuries. That's just how it's a physical sport. But the NFL also understands that the more people that get hurt, the more money they will have to shell out for people getting hurt if they have really bad injuries. Slash, Dad said, when you're going to give defense a bone, defense wins championships, but they don't bring people into the seats. Offense brings people into the seats. So, if you can bring more people into the seats by allowing more offense, then they're going to do that, while not having to sell out money for people getting hurt. That's how I see it. That's to me, that's what's going on. They wanted to figure out a way to shell out less money for injuries and at the same time make more money. And the only way to do that is by getting rid of this drop tackle that was getting people hurt and making sure it no longer happens that way, to say the least.
Okay. I hear what you're saying about like how offense put butts in the seats and stuff like that. I get it. Offense is fun. It's flashy. But like, when it's too offensive, it's like, it kind of makes me upset. Like, I'm like, is anybody going to get a stop here? Like,
You're right. You're right in saying that I'm more of a defensive guy myself, but I also understand that a majority of people only like offense. They do not like the defense. It's just the way things have progressed. It's kind of like in the NBA. Nobody really plays defense until it gets closer to until the playoffs, really, right? Because you shouldn't be getting blown out by 62 points in a NBA game. That should just not be possible. But we have a team. I mean, I understand they're trash, and they just gave up eventually. But still, there's no way possible that you should be getting blown out by that.
I assume you just recently talked about what recently happened against Portland.
Yes, even though that was my team, I still do not think that a professional NBA team.
I was happy when I got that notification on my phone last night.
I just don't think that should happen to a professional NBA team. A professional NBA team shouldn't. There's no way they should be losing by 62 points. 40, no. Yeah, 40's fine. 62, you either gave up, which is more than likely what happened, or y'all just didn't know how to play basketball in the beginning. One of the two.
It could be one of those things where, like, you started off bad and they played really good, and, you know, blowouts happen, you know. We all know this. Like,
that's a lot,
though. No, I agree. It's a lot. It happened to my Warriors earlier this season, too. Like, they were going to play against the Celtics. Like, they got blown out really bad. So, it's like, I mean, sometimes you fall asleep at the wheel and you get punched in the mouth, you know? And then it's all about you. Portland is not going to be good in any way this year. Like, when Dame Lillard left, it killed everything. And they have some young talent over there, which is good. But, like, you're asking DeAndre Ayton to be a leader over there. And come on. Like, let's be real. Like, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So. But no, I get.
Oh, my bad.
But go ahead.
But what this is going to do is, this new rule, what is this going to do is this. When they get the football, you got the person running ahead, and usually the person behind or whoever would be dives to try to catch them, or they running and they get them at an angle and try to dive and get them, that's going to stop. They ain't going to do that no more. So if they're ahead, they probably just going to quit running and let them score. So basically – a whole bunch of games next year going to be high. We're going to have teams probably getting like 50 points per game, 40 points.
It'll never get that high. Like, I can see like maybe 35 to 38.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, realistically.
Yeah. So we're going to see.
Are they getting rid of the, what do you call it, the touch push or whatever?
No, they kept it.
They ain't getting rid of that.
Basically, I think if you get rid of the drop tackle, you should get rid of the tush push.
That's how I see it, because I forgot somebody got injured from that a couple years ago. I forgot who it was, though, but somebody got injured from that.
But, Saquon, who was on the Kelce podcast.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce said, hey, man, if you're running, you get tackled, make sure it's at the two, not the one. Because he said, I had to apologize to the running backs all the time. Like, hey, man, I'm sorry, but you know what's about to happen. You know.
Right. You knocked up.
So, the other, I don't know why she's, sorry. The other, somebody text me. I was like, why are you texting me right now?
I know exactly what that was, Dad. Trust me, I know exactly what that was. That's why I was laughing. I knew exactly what that was.
The other one is the new kickoff rule that's being implemented.
I like it. I'm going to say it.
I watched the XFL, and it's interesting because, like, when you see it, it's like you would think there would be like more run backs with it, but it's not. It's more like just the thing is, in the NFL, everybody's bigger, stronger, faster than the XFL.
Right.
So, I don't know. You got to figure out your blocking and who's going to be shedding off the blocks and all that. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be, it makes special teams a job again.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Because people were losing their jobs, saying, "Well, we don't need people for special teams because our kicker can kick it to the end zone every time," you know. So, I like that part of it. Get special teams back out there, give them jobs, make their job worth it, and stuff like that. But I don't know. It seems cool. What you guys think about it?
I want to see it in practice on the NFL level. Before I say anything, so I'm just going to wait until I see it in like on TV with the NFL players.
I like it because all NFL playoffs last season or this season, everyone go by it. A lot of teams was not running the ball. They just let it go in the end zone. I remember, I forgot which team it was. They do legit had enough time to catch the ball and run it. But what he did was just look at it, let it bounce, and let it go off the field. So I like it. Like you said, it gives the special team our actual position because majority of the games that I was watching last season for NFL, majority of the team wasn't running the ball back. They were just letting the ball go out of bounds. So I right. like it. It gives them an opportunity. I mean, it gives the special teams, like you said, feel like a job again. And then they also get penalized if you don't catch the ball. So if you don't catch the ball, you get closer to your own field goal. But if you do, you know, catch the ball, you know, you get to run. Or if something happens, you get to move up a little bit further, something like that. But I like it. Like I said, the games that I watched last year, a lot of them was not running the ball back. And now they got no choice but to run the ball back unless something happens to where they can't catch the ball. So I mess with it.
Mm-hmm. And like the way it's set up too, there's always gonna be like one defender always coming for you, because you gotta have two people back there to catch the ball, and then like it's always one extra who's gonna be able to come through unblocked. So it's a matter of scheme and everything too. So right. You know, I like it. So see how it goes. And also last thing I want to bring out. Looks like we're going to get the rematch of last year's women's final with LSU and Iowa in the Elite Eight. How y'all feel about that?
So, Iowa wins this one, right? I'm not saying it's, you know, West McCoy. I'm just saying it's more than likely Iowa wins this one.
I'm going to say this. After just watching the game as soon as we got on here, if LSU, which I'm pretty sure they can. If LSU can stop Caitlin Clark, because that's legit their team right there. If they can stop her, it's game over with Iowa. Because they don't got nobody else. She basically Michael Jordan of that team. She runs that team. If she go down, it's over. They don't have a plan B. They don't have a backup plan. It's legit her. If she get hurt, that team is over. If she can't score, that team is over. If she can't pass the ball, that team over. She legit doing everything for the team. Like, the first quarter, I think they had, like, 20-something points. Out of the 20-something points, she had 17. Come on now.
Well, yeah, she had an assistant with 17, yeah. Like, the points were, like, accounted for through her.
So if you take her down, it's game over. And I got a feeling LSU, especially, I think her name Angel or Angela?
Angel Reese,
yeah. If especially her, cause she feeling petty, cause, and I forgot the other chick name who she be hanging out with. They you might as well say they celebrities. They gonna get the big head because they went on the radio, they went on people podcast, they on social media, they on these influencer TikTok page and Instagram page and all that stuff. So now they're going to be like, bro, we got to come out here and make a name for ourselves. And I guarantee you Angel Reese going to dog the mess out of Clark. I guarantee you.
Well, they don't even guard each other because Angel Reese plays on the block.
Right.
So it's going to have to be the other girl. I can't remember her name, but who's going to have to guard that and put up with her.
I think her last name Reese, something like that?
No, Angel Reese.
Not Reese, the dark-skinned girl. I'm tripping. I forgot her last name. Dark skin, the girl. Who
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. But it's going to have to be. They're going to have to stop her. It's slow her down at least.
Right.
But I don't like rooting for LSU, but I like the players. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about that. Is it because of you know what? That you don't like LSU.
It's Kim Mulkey. I'll say it out there. No, it's Kim Mulkey.
Oh, okay.
It is Kim Mulkey. It has nothing to do with the state of Louisiana. It's all.
Lord have mercy.
It's all Kim Mulkey. I can't stand. Like, I can't wait that is, for
that's
this.
That's the coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody hates the coach. I don't know much other than there's Angela Reese on the team, and then everybody hates the coach. Which, after learning some stuff about the coach, I understand why everybody hates.
Oh no! She be tripping. Like she's the worst. Also, like, I can't wait for this hit piece to come out for the Washington Post. Like, where are they waiting for? That's all I'm wondering. Like, what are they waiting for? Because nobody would even knew or even, like, talked about it until Kim Mulkey made a statement about this hit piece that's coming out. And now there's all kinds of, like, hints of what's going to happen. Like, ESPN posted said something about, like, it's going to be something about, like, her it's going to be her interaction with her gay players and stuff like that. That's going to be part of the hit piece. I hear a lot of rumors that something about January 6th. Those are rumors, alleged. So it's just why I'm hearing in these online streets, you know? So, but yeah, it's big. We don't like Kim Mulkey energy over here, but like, you can't help but to love some of the players too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just get rid of Kim and we'd be all good. Other than that, that's all the sports I got for today.
Now hold on. You missed one thing. And I'm surprised you ain't brought this up.
What's up?
You missing one thing. Let's talk about what the heck is going on with the Houston Rockets. 11-game win streak?
You think anybody care about that? Nobody care about that.
I about to say, I didn't even know. I'm not even watching basketball right now anyway, so it's fine.
I mean, it's cute, but I mean,
who's on the Houston Rockets?
The dude.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But all I gotta say is before we talk about the Dave Goes to Anime, the Western Conference. I don't know. It's a toss up. It's like,
also, I wasn't trying to be funny. I really don't know who's on Houston Rockets.
I forgot the new name, but I don't,
so you got
he got old girl pregnant though.
His dumb ass. Oh.
The coach Ime Udoka is on there. Dylan Brooks is the one of the players.
Right.
And
that team
really
should just suck.
No, they got young players.
Fred VanVleet. They have a bunch of young players also. So.
Yeah, and they on a crazy 11 win streak, and now they about to pass Golden State, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it Golden State at the end?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Everybody in the West is plus 500. And it's like a 6-5-way tie going on right now. So
no, it's just very close.
It's very close, yeah.
It's very
close. Golden State is ranked 10, but if they win by two games, they can jump to rank 3. That's how close it got.
Okay.
Not that high, but you know.
I thought it was though.
No, I'll look it up right now. I think it's like 6 games behind the, like, would it be the 6th, 7th, 6th seed or something like that. Let's see. NBA standings.
What's the first time?
So the Warriors are 6 games behind, 5 games behind the 6th seed.
Okay.
But yeah, but you
but it's close, though.
It's close.
It's close. Heck yeah. So we're going to just know this last 9 games or 10 games, however many games the NBA got left. Just know it's going to be a one interesting couple months or months for the NBA or for the Western Conference, I'd rather say. Because now they got no choice but to play it. And then Draymond Green, I don't know what. That man need to go to anger management classes. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know what he got going on.
He just needs to learn
not to
do stupid shit in the middle of a game. Like,
right.
Excuse me, but like he just all this flailing and stuff like you doing, like dog, stop.
He like DeMarcus Cousins times 1,000.
No, because DeMarcus Cousins wasn't even this bad. DeMarcus Cousins just didn't like the culture in the Kings. The Kings were trash, right. You know. But like, this is. You're playing on a good team. Like, all you're doing is hurting us now. That's all you're doing.
That's it. All you got to do is just play. Because you got the best shooter in the league on your team. And all you got to do is play defense because you good at defense. You can lock people up. So if you could just sit back and do that, bro, you can easily just chilling.
So exactly.
I don't know what you got going on. But we'll talk about more of that later down the road when the 9 games are over with. But let's get into some Daily Dose Anime. We got 4 topics we got to talk about, starting with Tokyo Ghoul. Now, on this, I can't even talk. With this picture I sent to you, Dad, I don't know why I can't get that out. It actually been announced that they are making a remake to Tokyo Ghoul. So how y'all feel about that?
I mean, it's going to be like it's just going to be better animation. Like, how are they doing it? Like,
they did not say. They just said that it's a remake. It's a trailer, but the trailer ain't say, like, what it was. Like, if it's going to be, like, a remake of the old one or whatever. But they just say, from the trailer, they say that it's going to be a new Tokyo Ghoul remake.
Okay. Well, Tokyo Ghoul, I like Tokyo Ghoul. So, like, I'll watch it. Like, not right away. Like a few episodes come out, I'll blitz it. But
right, I feel you. I probably do the same. Elijah, what you think?
I can only guess that the reason they're doing this is because of them messing up the second and third seasons. Mm. Because the second and third seasons are nothing like the manga, especially the second. Because in the second, So, at the end of the second one, where they ended, there's another arc that they were supposed to go into that they did not do. And they kind of did their own ending and things like that. And it kind of just messed up things that were shown in the final season.
Right.
So, because of that, some things didn't make sense or it was off. And they tried to explain it and it was still off. So, that's why when people talk about Tokyo Ghoul, like the first part of season 2... It's good. It's that last part in season 3 is trash because it story-wise, they just messed up everything from what the manga is.
Right.
So I can only assume that they're trying to redeem themselves if it's the same studio or the same people creating it. Or the artist was like, I want to be done right, so let's do it right. That's the only reason I can see as to why it's being remade, because for a remake, it's kind of way too early for this anime to have one. So, that's the only thing I can think of why it's getting a remake. And sure, if they are going to go by the whole entire manga now, I'm perfectly fine with that. So,
gotcha. Well, everybody, they made an official announcement of the Tokyo Ghoul remake. We don't have a release date, just a trailer. If y'all want to go peep that out. Now, like I said, this is going to be the main topic, but everybody was worried about Dragon Ball Daima might get canceled or delayed, but come to find out, it is coming out in the fall of 2024, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't have it on here, but if I'm not mistaken, I think they say they're going to come out with 24 episodes, I think. But it's not being delayed, it's not being canceled, so... We are officially getting Dragon Ball Daima in 2024 of the fall. So how y'all feel about that?
I said from the beginning I was not looking forward to this one.
Right.
So as a huge Dragon Ball fan that I am contractually obligated to watch it. Don't mean I agree with what's going to happen. So, like, we'll see. It can surprise me. It can be great.
Right.
But do I think that's the case? No.
I got you. Elijah, what's your take on
it? I say that's fine. I don't see no problem with it. unlike that, I mean, I am a Dragon Ball fan because that's just one of the animes that I grew up with, but I haven't really been keeping up with it like these two have. So I have no problem with it coming out or not. But I guess I'll save what I really have to say about Dragon Ball as a whole when we get to the main topic.
Gotcha. So everybody out there who was worried about Daima, it is coming out fall of 2024. Don't know when, but it's coming out sometime in the fall with 20. I think the post said 24, but it's somewhere between the 20 to 25 range of episodes. Now, LJ, I want to get your opinion on this one because this is your favorite studio. The Boy and the Heron won Best Animated Film at the Oscars in the Spider-Man movie, the animated one, Community and the actor diss Studio Ghibli. So, LJ, how you feel about that?
And then, I don't know if they're my favorite. I think that's a lot of people's just favorite movie studio for anime because of just the work they have done.
Right.
I won't say he's my favorite. But I remember hearing about this, and I remember it was kind of them just being petty. And I understood. I don't understand it, but I understood where they was trying to come from a little bit. Because, so the thing about it was like, they was pretty much trying to, from my understanding, or what I remember hearing about it, was that, should that be considered under the animation? And yes, it should be considered under animation, because it is an animation. I know we have our conflicts of, is Avatar an anime or a cartoon, and what's a cartoon, and what's an anime, and what's this and that. But it is technically an animation, because it is 3D characters or 2D characters being drawn or created in a fictitious world or creation that you watching on a platform, right?
Right.
So that was it was just a weird argument, and it just sounded like they was petty because they knew they would have won if it wasn't for that one. And they also felt like they Studio Ghibli won because they were Studio Ghibli, which does happen a lot. But I mean, it's also, but yes, it's Studio Ghibli. You're going to have a hard time beating them. That's just the truth.
Right.
So I mean, it just sounded like they was just being kind of butthurt about it.
I gotcha. Now, Dad, since you've been in the anime community longer than me and LJ, and that's pretty much the godfather of anime films, that studio, what's your take on it?
I mean, LJ pretty much summed it up right there. I personally think that, I know it's a stupid argument. I personally think Avatar is an anime. Like, I don't care if it was like, I don't care if it was on Nickelodeon or not, you know, or whatever the thing was, like, you know.
Right.
I this goes on to the whole tribalism stuff that we be talking about, like the whole thing with the Avatar and like the whole, don't get started on Naruto with all those, the big three, like, we're not gonna do that, but like, it's a deserved thing. Let them be at the Oscars. It's fine. I'm good with it, you know.
I gotcha. So for everybody out there, there was the beef going on with the cat. Well, not the cat. It was just that one actor from the Spider-Man animated movie. And he was kind of just upset that the Boy and the Heron won the Oscars for Best Animated Film. And now the last thing... And I'm pretty sure I already know how y'all feel about this book, but I gotta say anyways. And the last thing, Demon Slayer Season 5 will be aired May 12th, and that will be the training arc. And it won't be too exciting like people would think it is. So talk to me. How y'all feel about the new season for Demon Slayer?
Wake me up when the next arc starts.
I mean, yeah, that's why I keep hearing. It's just nobody's gonna really watch it, and yeah, then everybody gonna watch the final season because right, that's it's the training arc, and then it's the final season.
And there should be two after this, two more after this.
Yeah. But whatever, all I'm saying is just get ready for the final season. It's all about
pretty much what this season is. Yeah, this season like the build up, like My Hero Academia season 7, pretty much the build up to what's coming after that. It's pretty much what this is.
Yeah.
So for everybody out there, I'm gonna still watch it though. But for everybody out there, Demon Slayer season 5 will be airing on May 12th, and that will be it for your daily dose of anime brought to you by the Instagram page. Now, like I said early on, in the beginning of this episode, I totally forgot about this. I don't know why we didn't talk about it earlier, but now we're going to talk about it now. So if y'all don't know, if y'all who's listening was living under a rock, Toriyama passed away a couple weeks ago as we recorded it. And it got people up in the air about what is going on or what's going to happen to the Dragon Ball franchise. So it came out that his son, I don't know his name, start with a T, and I'm not for the butcher it, but his son is going to take over the franchise from what we heard. And before Toriyama passed away, they made a statement on some anime panel saying that they got 10 years worth of content up for Dragon Ball. So we get to go on that. The manga and the anime is probably what we may have to worry about, because we don't know if they're going to stop it or if the son going to continue it or if they even going to make new anime series after Daima or Super, if we even going to get a Super. So we're going to talk about it. So, Dad, since you basically grew up soon as Dragon Ball came over here, talk to the people. What's your thoughts about everything that's going on?
So I'm glad it's the son that's taking over. Let me take it over and do it, because I'm sure, and I hope that he spent enough time with his father to know like what the vision is and stuff like that. So, I got really no other choice but to trust what's going on,
right,
with everything. Like there's someone said that Dragon Ball just needs to stop with the with him passing away, which I understand that logic, because you don't want to taint or like change everything. But I mean, Dragon Ball could go longer than it can have more episodes than One Piece, or even like more character arcs than Boruto, I guess. So it is what it is. I mean, Naruto and Boruto combined, like, don't come at me. I know what I said, you know. But I look forward to see what they do, except for this one where they turn the kids. I'm not looking forward to that, but that was a Toriyama thing, so don't come at me again. But we'll see.
Adrian, what's your take on it?
I think my take is going to be very unpopular, and that's fine. And Dad already hinted at this, but it's okay to let things die. It's okay to let things just end. It really is. And I understand that a lot of people probably don't want to hear that or say that. And I'm glad there's, you know, 10 years worth of content that they still have in the works. I'm glad his son taking over. And it's not just some random guy who used to work for him 800 years ago or something like that. But I do think there's just something in just letting something just end. Just letting it rest. And eventually what was going to happen is it was going to get rebooted. That's, we knew that. Mm-hmm. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We knew it was going to be rebooted eventually. Don't know when, don't know, well, we do know how. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. There's just no way possible that they wouldn't reboot it. But I am in the camp of, it's okay to let this die. It's okay to let it end, to let it rest, let us watch our old episodes, and then you come back in 10 years and reboot it. I'm A-okay with all of that. You don't have to keep making new seasons of it. You can keep making games. You know, we get, well, we're supposed to be getting a new Budokai Tenkaichi. You can still make, you know, that weird, horribly thought of a survival game that y'all had going on for a minute.
Oh, you know? I know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That game should have.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah. There's no words that I can say about that game.
Right. So you're going to have those things. But just me personally, I would have been okay if they would like, we're just not going to make any more Dragon Ball TV shows or mangas or anything like that. The work ends with them. Now, I don't know what's currently going on with the manga, right? That's y'all. If there's stuff that's still supposed to be happening in the manga, then yes, finish that. I'm not saying don't. Just
the manga's still going. It's actually still going pretty strong.
So, okay, so like finish the manga. So the son finishes the manga, right? That's what shit happens. After he has finished that manga or whatever, then, you know, maybe, you know, just let it rest. Let it be. It's okay. It's sad. Yes, it's sad that he died. He passed away. But like I said, it's okay. It's going to be fine. And like I said, they're going to reboot it. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. So that's my two cents on it.
When I saw the news about him passing away, I told myself, if Toriyama, because I didn't notice that he passed away, the son was actually taking over the manga, but Toriyama, before they published it, was foreshadowing, you know, all the pages and stuff. So what he would do is the son would come up with a story, he asked dad for help, he go and draw it, and before they release it, he passed it to his dad. And his dad will kind of clean up or touch up on some stuff. Prime example, the last page on the new manga that came out for Super, Toriyama changed the last... I say the last page. Toriyama changed Piccolo, if I'm not mistaken. He changed Piccolo because Piccolo is supposed to fly away. But instead of flying away, Piccolo turned around and waved goodbye. Pretty much letting us know, like, hey, Toriyama... That's Toriyama saying, hey, goodbye to us, because he already knew he about to pass away. So, from what I heard and the research that I did, the son was already taking over Super, but his dad was just a little bit supervised over him. Now, if it's all up to the son, because if his dad did not purposely just say, hey, son, I'm about, you know, it don't look too well. I got like maybe 2-3 months to live. I want you to finish off Super. However you see it, you got my blessings, go for it, boom. And so if I was the son, because they're on a little hiatus, or they're on a break. Mm-hmm. I take the break, come back, and do what, you know, keep on going until I can't come up with any more ideas for Super. But if Toriyama didn't say that, and Toriyama was like, hey, I want to finish it my way, if I was the son, I come back, do one last chapter, and close it off after that. Just the manga. And then I look over the video games and merchandise, all the other stuff. And then the anime, they could do whatever with that, because they said they got like 10 years worth of content for the anime. So, I mean, not for the anime, for the Dragon Ball franchise. So, whatever they want to do with it, I'm pretty sure Toriyama gave them the blessing to do all that, so I just let them release all that stuff. They got built up, and then boom, call it a day. But with the manga, like I said, it all depends on if Toriyama gave his son the blessings to complete his legacy. If not, like, for example, like One Piece, the editor for Oda, if I'm not mistaken, knows the ending. So if something happens to Oda, the editor or the next person behind Oda, I forgot his name, he can complete the One Piece instead of just dropping it right there. So I don't know if Toriyama did that to his son and be like, hey, this is how I want Super to end. So, boom, if something happened to me, boom, you can finish it off. I don't know. They haven't came out with a statement on that. So it's just a toss-up. But if I was a son, unless my dad didn't come up to me and say, hey, if dad came up to me like, hey, Rand, I want you to finish. If something happened to me, I want you to finish this story for me. And then I'd be like, cool, I'm going to finish it off for dad. But if dad didn't come up to me and say, hey, you know, I want to do it my way from the very beginning and something happened to him, and they gave it to me, I do one last scene dedicated to that and drop it right there. So we just got to wait and see, because I think they said they're going to come back out of hiatus sometime in May. So we'll see where it goes, because I think Toriyama was already working on the next arc after this arc that's in the manga. So I'm pretty sure that we finna get this arc here, and then it may be the last one. I'm not sure. So we just gotta wait and see for more information on that though. But it's just sad that Toriyama passed away before he could complete his universe, because that's probably the biggest one that everybody want to see, is Dragon Ball comes to an end. How he gonna complete it? It's up there with the One Piece. So sad that he couldn't stay here long enough to complete his story, but. Which is only time will tell, it's been on what they're going to do with it now. But the good news is we got some content. We got video games. We got animes. They got a webtoon going on YouTube called Super Heroes, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. They got that going on. They still dropping DLC. Xenoverse 2 got a DLC coming. So we got content for Dragon Ball. The franchise is gonna be okay. The only thing we gotta worry about is just the manga, and that's it. So we supposed to been talking about this. We just got caught up with the NFL, the sports stuff, but now we gotta address it, because I know me and LJ grew up on it, and I know for a fact Dad grew up on it. So we had to talk about it, and I know Dad. I think. When it came out, Dad, like 80 what?
I
want to
say 88. 88?
Yeah. So you was there since launch.
I was 5 years old watching Dragon Ball.
Right. Yeah, so you can't, yeah, you was the lucky few that actually see it when it first came over here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got it. So we had no choice but to talk about it. So like I said, we were busy with sports and stuff. I totally forgot about it on the podcast, so. For everybody out there, RIP to Toriyama. We got content. The only thing we got to worry about is the manga. So we just got to wait and see, probably around in May, to get some information. But around that time, that's supposed to be E3. So we'll see what's going on with all that stuff there. But, Dad, what you got to say to these folk before we head out?
Usual, thank you everybody for showing up. I appreciate you guys.
Especially Spotify. Spotify,
yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off. Spotify added a new feature, and they pushing podcasts out more on Spotify. So I think that's where all the traction is coming from. Because I got an email on that like a couple of days ago, and they saying that they put in this new feature to where they kind of they pushing out podcasts, because they focusing on Spotify. They focusing more on podcasts now. They pushing that type of content out on Spotify now. So that's pretty much where all the new listeners and searches come from.
Okay. And well, shout out to Spotify, and just appreciate you guys showing up and showing out.
All right. Eljo, what you got to say?
Sorry, my thing got cut in my
glasses.
Yeah, it's sad that Akira Toriyama passed away suddenly with a brain aneurysm, but he was sick for a while, and it just goes to show you we keep hearing about these anime artists and people keep having to take breaks because of their health. It really is necessary for you to take a break. You can't overwork yourself. And I think that's just one of the key takeaways of I know you might love something so much that you want to keep doing it for the rest of your life and everything like that, and some of us get the chance to do that, but you have to realize when you need to take a break. So if you need to take a break for something, no matter if it's something you love or hate, take that break.
All right. And my last thing, or my closing remarks, once again, Dragon Ball is in good hands. The son been taking over at least the manga. I don't know about the other stuff, but the son been taking over the manga for the longest. He just had Toriyama supervise for him. Now he don't have that supervision anymore. I'm pretty sure they gonna drop this last arc, and they may leave it at that. We just gotta wait to see. But I know for a fact we got an arc coming, because before Toriyama passed away, they hinted at a new arc, and that was like months ago. I think that was like sometime late last year they were hinting at a new arc. So I'm pretty sure we got one more arc in us, and then it's the tops up from there. So we just gotta wait to see around May if that date stays true. But other than that, sad that Toriyama passed away. Sad that he couldn't stay here long enough to complete his story. And hopefully his son can do it justice. So we just gotta wait and see. But other than that, man, my name is Randall. With me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself. And together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this week's episode. And we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.